This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn app.
Danielle McCartney.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Good Tuesday evening, New York sports fans. I'm Danielle McCartney. I'm back here on WFAN. We'll be talking all things New York sports right up till 2 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Paulie Rosenberg and I are live right here in Lower Manhattan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Call me up, call us up, and be part of the conversation. There's your invitation. You know that. Sending a huge congratulations to Pete Alonso for passing Daryl Strawberry and becoming the New York Mets all-time home run leader. And I'm happy it happened at home at Citi Field. Mets fans in attendance tonight got to witness history in the making. So, happy to be with you here tonight. We're going to get right rolling right here. Besides that, congratulations to Pete Alonso. I mean, this is a rare night, to be honest. When I come in here and I've got, not one, but two very comfortable wins to talk about. And that's certainly not the norm. This is a rare night where both of our teams had comfortable wins. I mean, the Yankees, of course, as always, they beat the Twins, as always. Final score of 9-1. And the New York Mets take it from the Braves, 13-5. I was checking in. All of a sudden, I got here, looked at the TV, and it said 13-5. I was like, oh, wow. Cool. So, is this going to be a positive night? I sure hope so. Because since mid-June, the Yankees and the Mets have two of the top five worst records in baseball. And yet, if the season ended today, both would punch tickets to the postseason. As the great Yogi Berra once said, it's getting late early. Seeing the position that both teams are currently in, I wanted to take tonight and tonight's show and tonight's open to discuss, do you or don't you have hope in your team, whether it be the Yankees or the Mets? So we're coming off a Yankee game. We'll start with them. And honestly, I do have hope that they're going to get into the postseason and they're going to make some noise beyond the first round. And also, don't worry. I know this is a two-team town. I got the Mets ready to roll in the 12 o'clock hour. But those are the essential questions of the opening tonight. In other words, do you or don't you believe in the team? And I guess then, what gives you hope that first, the Yankees are going to make the postseason and potentially go on a run? And what are, you know, the things that, the drawbacks, what are those? What gives you pause to say that, well, maybe they won't actually do it? And tonight versus two nights in a row against the Twins, what a great confidence builder. I mean, really, like, as you know, the Yankees beat the Twins all the time, almost every time. And in fact, I was on my way to the gym this afternoon, and I heard Brandon Tierney say this afternoon, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, but there isn't a team that owns another team in the history of the sport in the way that the Yankees have historically owned the Twins. So, yeah, I did go to the gym today. It was a okay showing, but I went. That's the half of it, right? Just getting there. Is this the soft spot in the schedule for the jump off, for the get hot point for this Yankees team? I mean, as we sit here on August 12th, we are pretty much at that point of no return. So, is this a gift from the baseball gods that the Yankees have the Twins series now, followed by the 500 Cardinals, and then potentially use that confidence and that momentum to put themselves in a position to bury the Red Sox starting next Thursday? That certainly is the idea. And here's that word again. That's the hope. At the same time, realistically speaking, the division, I think, is out of reach. Realistically speaking, I think the division is out of reach if you look at the standings. Now, the Yankees only have three more games against the Blue Jays left on the schedule. And unfortunately, they have a season record of 3 wins against 7 losses to Toronto, including the sweep in Toronto that really started off this tailspin. You look at the Red Sox. Well, the Yankees have 7 games left against the Red Sox. But again, unfortunately, they have a season record of 1-5 against them. So a wild card, it will most likely be. And that is a different story, especially in the American League, because as bad as it's been around here in the Bronx and around the Bronx, the Yankees still have the 6th best record in the wide open American League. The Yankees still have the best run differential in the wide open American League, and it's not close. So, where is my hope? Well, I have a top three. Here are my top three hopes that the New York Yankees can turn this around, right the ship, and go on a run. Other than the fact that the Yankees have the 4th easiest strength of schedule remaining in the league. 4th. My first hope is in David Bednar, who finally has been placed into the closer's role that is practically made for him on this team. You know, he still comes out to the song Renegade by Styx. Not that I'm a huge Styx fan, but I looked up the actual definition of a renegade, right? It's a noun, of course, and it's defined as a person who behaves in a rebelliously unconventional manner. Well, it's kind of like a throwback to like Jobber Chamberlain. I mean, his competitive juice, Bednar's attitude, Bednar's disposition on the mound late in games isn't exactly the Yankee way, but it certainly is what you're looking for in a guy that can slam the door shut more often than not in a crucial point in a game. And I know he didn't pitch, you know, tonight, but here's Bednar from 3 nights ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think still trying to feel out, you know, when my name's going to get called. So I'm just kind of ready whenever. And, you know, like I said, I think just whenever the phone rings, I'm ready to roll.
Yeah. You know what I hear in that? And this is part of the problem here. I hear a guy who is kind of unsure of his role on the team, which is wild to me considering he's been with the team in a Yankee uniform for 12 full days. And I mean, they clearly had to scout him prior to that and have a role in mind for him then. So what's the problem here? Give him the role already. Just leave him there for crying out loud. So David Bednar is my first hope. My second hope is in Aaron Judge's ability to get back into right field and to slide everyone back in their nice and comfy positions. Of course, that lineup is stronger and longer with both Judge and Stanton in it. And the faster that Judge can come back and play in the field, the less uneasy I'm going to feel about the, let's be honest, made of glass Stanton in the field. And even after tonight's game, there is no timeline. No, I wouldn't say that. There's no date given for Judge to return to the field. It's imminent, but there's no exact date. So they did say it won't be against the Twins. So we'll have to wait and see there. But the last thing that I want to see at this point in time is Stanton trying to make a play in the field, coming up limping or anything like that. I'll knock on wood. And again, I know a Judge return to the field won't be in the Twins series, but hopefully by the time the Red Sox come to town next Thursday night. And now, the third reason I have hope in this team, and I know hope is certainly not a reliable strategy, but it is what it is. Thinking ahead down the line here, my third hope is in Will Warren and his ever-growing confidence. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this guy could realistically take the ball in game three of a wild card series and help to deliver that knockout punch. And look, I know it can very well be Luis Gil too, but in the early goings of his 2025 season, it's been a little topsy-turvy so far. And without Will Warren, I mean, without exaggeration, I don't know where the Yankees would really be without him. And, like, I don't know, just the maturation of him as a pitcher throughout the season is something I'm excited to have seen, and I'm excited to see where it goes. I point to, for his sixth strikeout, last night, he unleashed this 86-mile-an-hour sweeper, and you're like, okay, not so bad, right? Are you ready for this? It had 22 inches of horizontal break. That is almost 2 feet of horizontal break for a strikeout. Will Warren has grown tremendously throughout this season, and I would trust him enough as of right now, tonight, the 12th of August, as starter number 3 in a 3-game wild card series. And here is Will Warren from after that game, touching on the growth that he has experienced so far this season.
Then you start leaning and getting a little more confident and, all right, I can get away with forcing fastballs or sinkers or whatever it is in the zone, as long as, you know, you're aggressive through the zone into the spot, which is really nice because, you know, you fall behind and, you know, 2-0 or 3-0, you can, you know, basically here it is and let those guys behind you play.
I mean, that to me is the most exciting evolution of his attitude. The go and hit it, I dare you type attitude that he has developed. It's huge. Not to mention that it goes with Warren not allowing more than 2 runs in 17 starts, which is tied for second most in the AL. And the most, oh yeah, a little guy named Garrett Crochet, he's got 19. 19 starts with 2 runs or fewer allowed. Warren tied for second with 17. So I'm looking at this going, okay, you know, I know you can only play who's in front of you on the schedule, of course. Maybe, just maybe, the baseball gods have it in for the Yankees where they've got a little soft underbelly of the schedule here, and this is the point where they can use, finally, to make that jump off. And to rocket up the standings, hopefully. And who knows? But it is what it is. I know it's the Twins. I'm not going to get all too excited, really. But tomorrow, they're playing for the sweep. And I'm going to be there. And that's what I need to see. The Yankees sweep the Twins, build that level of confidence, and keep knocking them down in front of them. And my 3 hopes are David Bednar, who can lock down a game late. My second hope is Aaron Judge's ability to get back into right field sooner rather than later. And number 3, I'm looking at Will Warren going, I could see this being a Freed, Rodon, Warren wild card setup. Because I do think that the division, I think, I don't want to put a cap on it, but I think the division is a little bit out of reach. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. We go to Richie in Rockaway. He is our leadoff caller of the night. Hi, Richie.
Hey, Danielle. A few days ago, I was coming to terms with the fact that the Yankees weren't going to make the playoffs mm-hmm. this year. Mm-hmm. And that Boone might actually be fired, mm-hmm. which I don't agree with, but whatever. But, and thank God for the Minnesota the Twins, yeah. You know? I mean, they're the anti-Altuves. But I'm now beginning to think that it is a possibility, and I like your 3 reasons. Like, the reason I don't think Bednar knows where he fits is I think that's kind of Boone not wanting to piss anybody off. Anybody on the staff off, which is kind of one of his major drawbacks.
Which is wild to me that you would place feelings over winning. That's wild to me. Put Bednar in that closer's role and don't take him out of it, Richie. That's what I say.
I agree 100%, but, you know, he's a humanist, you know. He obviously doesn't think that way.
And it could end up costing him down the line where he goes back to Devin Williams, the Devin Williams experiment that has failed this season. You know, that could end up costing them. And I don't agree with the fact that, oh, we don't want to hurt Devin Williams' feelings. He'll close games for us. No, you put the best players out there that are going to, you know, get the job done. And if that's David Bednar, if that's Doval, if it's Williams, if it's Weaver, then do it.
Right, I 100% agree. You know, Yes has a thing on kind of a recap of the 2000 World Series. Mm-hmm. And the team was just, it was just full of professionals, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. And Torrey was the best. And this team is not that team.
No.
And will never will be.
Well, Richie, I mean, it can be. This team can be that team if we're looking at it going, okay, that guy is the leader of the team. That manager is going to put the guys in the best position to win the games, you know, screw their feelings. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be a little bit more cutthroat. And maybe you heard, maybe you didn't hear what Jorge Posada had to say about this current iteration of the Yankees. We'll play that coming up after the break. But, you know, I know everything is nice and rosy and fluffy clouds and rainbows and everything. But there are three things that also give me pause about this Yankees team. And we kind of just touched on one of them. So we'll talk about that coming back next on the break. 888-808-1019. I'm Daniel McCartan with you on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.